Hello.
Hi, is this Janet?
Yes.
Hey, Janet. This is Shaw over at the Bank of Cardiff. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm good, thanks. Hey, I got your web registration here, so I just wanted to give you a call, see what you're looking to do. Is this a good time to talk?
Yeah, I'm actually driving, but it's okay.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I heard you were driving, so I didn't want to, if you guys had any rules against that over in Florida. Do you guys get tickets for driving while on the phone?
Nope, not yet.
Oh, well, that's good. In California, they're crazy about that. So I'll make it quick. I have some information here. I'm just going to confirm it, and then we can go into a little bit of detail what you're looking to do. Is your legal name for the company RSW Pro Shop Inc?
Yes.
Perfect. And what is the DBA name?
That's the DBA name also.
Okay. Does RSW stand for anything?
Those are my husband's initials.
Ah, I see. Okay. All right. Okay, and then the structure of the company, is it a C-Corp, S-Corp, LLC?
It's an S-Corp.
S-Corp, okay. And I have here that the business, you started the business in 2008?
2006.
2006, okay. Okay, and the billing address, 115 West Guava Street, Lady Lake, Florida.
No. That's the actual physical property. The office is at 81 Aberdeen Court in Leesburg.
Okay.
And the zip's 34788.
34788. All right. Perfect. All right. And the email best to contact you at is janw0428@yahoo?
Correct.
Okay. And do you guys have a company website?
No, we do not.
Okay. Okay, perfect. So we have a couple options here. We have working capital and equipment financing. You could just let me know a little bit of what you're looking to do. I can point you in the right direction.
It's basically working capital. We're opening a second shop, and I just want to have some money to have there in case we need it as we're moving forward with the shop.
Okay.
We pretty much have bought everything we need to get. We need to get some inventory, but as far as equipment, we have most of that.
Okay.
There is one piece I want to get, but I'm really only looking for like $25,000 to $30,000.
Okay, sounds good. And is this $25,000 to $30,000 going into buying the piece of equipment too, or is just solely for the inventory and then the equipment is going to be a separate thing?
No, that's basically both.
Both of them, okay. Do you already have a vendor you're working with for this piece?
Yes, it would be Storm Bowling.
Storm Bowling, okay. Okay. And let's see here. How much is the equipment itself?
It's $4,200 plus sales tax.
Okay. Okay. Because what we do both equipment and capital. So that way, because the equipment, have you had a working capital before?
We had a cash advance. It wasn't really working capital.
I see. Okay. So what I would like to do is I can try to separate the two loans so that way you can get equipment financing just for the piece itself, and then we also can add the additional capital on top so that we can get a little bit more if you wanted to later on. Okay. And for the inventory, when do you need to purchase it by?
May 1st.
May 1st? Oh, okay. It's coming up.
Well, it is real fast.
Yeah, are you opening your shop on the first two or a little later?
Well, the target date is May 1st, and actually I can go to my warehouse and pick up the stuff and then pay for it May 1st. So.
Okay. What is it that you guys do over there?
We're a bowling pro shop.
Oh, okay. So your inventory is basically like the clothing, the bags, the bowling ball, obviously.
Ball,
all the
shoes,
good stuff.
Yep.
Shoes.
All the
like
accessories.
Okay. Okay. That's good. You guys are growing. That's really good. Does it normally get busy for you during the spring, summertime?
Actually, our busiest time is normally August through December. Last year, we stayed busy year-round.
Oh, okay. That's good.
See, we're not far from the Villages, which is a huge senior retirement area.
Mm-hmm.
And they're here year-round, so they bowl a lot.
That makes sense, yeah. Do you guys have, like, also a bowling alley, too?
No. They're standalone. We're the largest standalone in the state of Florida right now.
Oh, wow. How big is it?
I'm talking dollar-wise.
Oh, I see. Okay. Okay. And then the second shop, where is that going to be located?
That's going to be at 2606 South Street in Leesburg. 3-4-7-4-8.
Okay. In the new shop, you already have basically the whole interior renovated and everything. You're just looking to, you know, put the inventory and the equipment in.
Basically, yeah. They're doing all the... the owner's doing all of the renovations inside for us.
Mm-hmm. Okay, that's good. You guys must be really good at bowling then, you and your husband.
We try hard. Sometimes it's a little hard when you're working 12, 14-hour days to then go bowling.
Oh, wow. That's a long time. You just work there the whole day then? You don't take any kind of shifts?
No, basically he's there from open to close 6 days a week.
Oh, wow. Hard worker.
Yeah, he is. Very hard worker.
Before you guys started the shop, I'm just out of curiosity, were you in this industry before already? Or how did you...
He's been in this industry 30 years.
Oh, wow. Selling bowling pole shop accessories and everything?
Yeah, he was in the pro shop. He also managed 3 different bowling centers.
Oh, wow. That's
so
awesome.
He knows the entire business.
Yeah.
Inside and out. He can even repair the machines if necessary.
Oh, wow. Okay. Alrighty. Well, it sounds like, our working capital program will definitely be, very useful for your business needs right now. Are you familiar in how it works? Like the terms and how, okay. So the way it's structured is the terms are between 3 months to 3 years. Most of my customers are right there somewhere in the middle. We don't give you an APR. We just tell you how much interest you're going to be paying back. It's a fixed payment that's going to be coming out of your business checking account automatically. And so that's how it's structured. It's very easy. It just comes out by itself, and the payments stay the same, so you know exactly how much to budget for it and everything. And our application is very easy. It's just one-page application, 6 months bank statements, 4 months of merchant statement, and the most recent tax return.
Okay. We don't have merchant statements per se because we deal with Square. All I can do is run a report off of them of the transaction histories.
Okay, yeah, that'll be fine then. Just the 4 months most recent for that, the Square statement just shows how much transactions you made and how much revenue you generate from there. And have you done 2015's tax return already?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, okay, perfect. You're one of the few people I've encountered that actually did it already.
Corporation taxes have to be done by the 15th of March.
Uh-huh. Yeah, a lot of people are like, oh, I'm going to get extension and all that crazy stuff.
wrong.
You're on time. That's
good. If you have your books done and keep up with them, there's no reason not to file on time.
Yeah, I know. Okay, so I'll go ahead and send this over to you, to your email. And again, it's J-A-N, as in Nancy, W, 0428 at Yahoo.
Correct.
All right. And when do you think you can get these things back to me?
I'm going to try to have it back this afternoon, otherwise tomorrow.
Okay, sounds good. And have you looked elsewhere for funding already?
No, that just happened to come in the mail yesterday, and we were just talking about doing something. So
okay.
We really tried to open the second shop without taking out more money, but I don't want to stress over it. I'd rather have the backup there.
Yeah, and plus you don't want to use up all your own cash, you know, while you're starting the second shop, you know.
Right.
Especially, okay. All right, perfect. So I'll go ahead and send this over to you, and once you get it back to me, I can shoot it over to the underwriters. We can get you an answer in about 24 hours.
Okay, cool. And that's a monthly payment, correct?
We have monthly, daily, and weekly. It just depends on what we have different options, basically, and the underwriters will go over the options with you.
Okay, because I won't do daily.
Okay.
There's no way I'll do a daily.
Have you had a daily?
When we had the we had that cash advance, yes, they pulled daily, and they pulled whether the money was there or not.
Oh, I see. Yeah, we won't do that. If you feel like, you know, the next couple of days you won't be generating much revenue, you can call us, and we can always put a hold on it. All it does is just extend your term, you know. Whatever amount of time it is.
Well, that's what they told me, too. And, you know, I called when I knew we were going to be tight, and they still pulled, and I ended up paying.
Oh, they did? Oh, wow.
Yeah. Over the course of that cash advance, I paid almost $500 in overdraft fees.
Oh, geez. They didn't really work with you then?
No, they didn't. Not at all. And that's why I don't really want to do
the daily.
Daily, and I won't do a typical cash advance against my receivables.
Okay. Okay. Yeah, I'll put in a note in here that you'd rather do something.
Yeah.
Okay.
A monthly payment being drawn out, you know, that I can prepare and make sure everything's there from the dailies. It just makes it easier for me and my books.
Yeah. Sounds like it. I'll go ahead and put in the notes in here. The good thing is, we're a lot better than those other companies that you've probably worked with, because we're not a one-trick pony, so that's why we could have other options for customers to choose from.
Okay. Because I was actually going to go and talk to my bank, but we'll see what you guys can do first.
Yeah, sounds good. And we can get you an answer 24 hours after you submit everything, too, so you can work with it.
Okay.
Cool.
All right.
Alrighty.
Good.
Good talking to you. I'll go ahead and send this over to you, and we'll talk soon.
All right.
Okay. Have a good day. Thanks, Janet.
You too. Bye-bye. Bye.